Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Friday, March 7th, 2025, and here's a roundup of recent industry news from the Australian financial sector. Trends in our local markets reflect changing strategies to balance growth and control inflation. A key figure in these changes is Reserve Bank of Australia's Deputy Governor, Andrew Houser, who recently defended the February cash rate cut from 4.35% down to 4.10%. This decisive move has sparked debates around persisting inflation forecasts, seeing the rates potentially above the usual 2.5% target. Despite some concerns, Houser asserts the cut was a preemptive strategy to lessen economic risks without completely disregarding the forecasts. Inflation control and stimulation of growth are top priorities as the bank stays focused on data-driven policies, patiently observing global trends and domestic economic indicators. Moving on, excitement brews in the superannuation sphere. UniSuper, Australia's fourth largest super fund, is making strong strides into the digital territory. Partnering with Ignition Advice, UniSuper has launched a pioneering digital advice platform targeting what they call the missing middle among its members. This platform, which is accessible via the member online portal or UniSuper's app, provides personalized advice on superannuation, insurance, and retirement strategies. It represents an industry-wide digital shift aimed at making financial counsel more accessible across Australia. In the insurance industry, a storm seems to be gathering around opposition leader Peter Dutton's recent divestment strategy proposal. His seemingly simple plan to break up large insurers to reduce premiums has met considerable counterarguments from industry brokers. Many cite that the rising premiums are born more from a lack of comprehensive disaster preparedness strategies than unfair monopolistic practices. Brokers and industry leaders advise a focus on enhancing disaster readiness, addressing taxes, and improving building standards to promote long-term, sustainable premium reductions. Lastly, we turn our heads towards alternative asset offerings, showing growth in the finance industry, especially among high-net-worth clients. Platform providers like NetWealth and BT Panorama are among the front runners of this trend, partnering with firms like iCapital and Preqin, respectively. This expansion aims to meet the rising demand for diverse investment options and education about them. Research from both Investment Trends and Suitability Hub underlines the significance of this trend, highlighting the opportunities it offers in the highly competitive market. Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, kindly brought to you by Financial Services Online. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, money management, and much more, you can visit us on our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.